The first trend is the social enterprise movement. A lot of, especially young people, do not want to work for large corporations that operate in the extractive economy. And they actually want to solve either environmental or social problems with the tool of a for-profit business, a business that needs to be profitable but doesn't have to maximize profits. The second trend is impact investing, which is the recognition on the part of some investors that they need to pay attention to what their investments are doing out there in the world besides generating a return. The third trend has to do with technology and law. The reason why it's very hard to do local investing is because local businesses, when they offer an investment, they're really offering a security, and there are a lot of regulations around that. And it has been, for the longest time, prohibitively expensive to register a security and offer an investment to your community. A number of crowdfunding laws, both at the federal level and at the state level, and other changes in regulations, are making it easier for entrepreneurs to solicit and reach out to their community. And finally, the fourth trend is the local first trend. We know the importance of buying locally, and I think now we need to get to invest locally as well. And at the intersection of these four trends, there's really the possibility of mobilizing the capital that we have in this country to rebuild sustainable, locally resilient economies.